Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Yinz guys, thank you for listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast, where we talk all about them Pittsburgh Pirates and that. My name is Josh. Today is June 3rd. The Bucks return home for a 9-game homestand, starting off with the Houston Astros tonight on pickleball night at the stadium. You guys play pickleball? Let me know in the comments if you play pickleball. I got some friends that play pickleball. I've never played. Katie's played. She likes it. But I've never played. I don't know. Let me know in the comments. If you're watching on YouTube, let me know if you play pickleball and if you care about pickleball. I don't know. What is pickleball? Like, what are they going to do? Are they going to give away pickleball rackets? I guess I didn't look at the promotion. Is that what it is? It includes a specific Pittsburgh Pirate branded Volaire pickleball paddle. So if you're going to game tonight, you get a pickleball paddle. I messed around with trying to make a little graphic of Paul Skeens like smashing a pickleball, but it didn't work. And then I felt like I was just kind of wasting my time before recording this. So I stopped and we just put a picture up on the thumbnail. So it's Skeens Day. It's Skeens Day, everybody. Paul Skeens will go up against the Houston Astros, try to even that record out. At 4-5 right now. He's been as advertised, mostly this season. And he's going up against Lance McCullers Jr., which was a really interesting, like, I saw the name and I was like, yeah, he's back this year. If you're not familiar with Lance McCullers, like, he came into the league, he was really good. He had, like, several years. There was some injury issues, like he wasn't starting 30 games a year, but there was like some injury stuff. I feel like there was like a moment where he's out of the bullpen, maybe not ever out of the bullpen. Either way, it felt like he was kind of there. He was really good in, like, I think maybe 2019 was a really good year, surprisingly, with the ball and everything. 2020, and then he was really good in 21 or 22, both years, I think. And then after 22, I think he only pitched in like less than 10 games. And then nothing. You heard about him a little bit at the end. You heard about him in 23. And then nothing in 24 and just kind of forgot about him. And then I saw his name and I was like, oh, yeah, he's back. He's got a 5.89 so far, ERA so far in 5 starts. But, like, I'm telling you that the guy's track record, like, he's a good pitcher. I don't know if this is just, like, kind of coming back, getting your bearings. I didn't look at his game logs or anything to see if he's been better recently. But on the face of things, 5.89 ERA going against Paul Skeens with a 2.15. And the Houston Astros do not have Yordan Alvarez with them. He's on the shelf right now. And so it does make you kind of feel a little bit better about game one going into the series. Game two, Burrows. So it's not Skeens Keller. If you were questioning, yeah. So there was a day off Thursday. Skeens pitched on a Wednesday. day off Thursday, day off Monday, which means if they would have kept the rotation the way it was going, Skeens would have been pitching on 6 days rest. Normally it's four. That's regular rest in between starts, right? So if you count the day of, but you don't. So normally 4 days in between. 5 days, not a big deal. 6 days, maybe you're moving him back a little bit. It's better to keep these pitchers on a rhythm. The only reason Keller's not butted up against him still with the same issue is he pitched after the Thursday day off. So he's still going to be on 5 days rest, which is still pretty normal. So they've sandwiched Burrows in between. He will be going up against Ryan Gusto or Gusto. 4.62 ERA. This is his rookie season. I don't know much about him either. He's 26 years old, right-hander, and he's got the 4.62 ERA. So that's like kind of the wild card game there on Wednesday. You just don't know what you're going to get from either guy. Specifically, we don't know from a rookie, and well, Burrows is essentially the same thing. Gusto does have 42 strikeouts, though. Did I say five games? Was McCullers. He's pitched in 13 games, seven starts, so 39 innings, 42 strikeouts. So he's got the four strikeout going, but he also has a whip of 1.56. So there's that. And then it caps off with, if you could set this series up for a rubber match, it is Mitch Keller versus Framber Valdez. That should be exciting. It'd be fantastic to go into that 2-0, but and then just be going for a sweep. But this is the Pirates, so we'll see how that goes. But either way, I mean, the Astros are in second place right now. They're 32-27. Anytime you have Skeens going in a series, you got to like it. All you have to do is steal one of those other two games. Not bad when it's Mitch Keller going. Unfortunately, Framber Valdez is also very good. So, you can't just say, well, you got Keller and Skeens going, we should win the series. When you got a guy like Framber Valdez, it kind of changes that a little bit. But it should be an interesting series. Like I said, the Astros, 32-27. On the better side of 500, the Pirates obviously trying to dig their way out of a hole the best they can, but this team is playing a lot better right now, and going into this series with everything that went on last weekend and how crazy that weekend was and all the things that happened, and the Pirates really came in strong on Saturday and on Sunday and everything, it is, it makes for an interesting week. And then weekend, the Phillies, who just got swept by the Brewers, who are on fire. They beat the Reds again today, or I'm sorry, this is Monday night, but yesterday, Brewers just on a roll right now. I think that's 8 or 9 now straight. They've just been playing very good baseball, and the Phillies are probably going to be a little bit ticked off. They've already swept us just not too long ago, but now we're going to be in Pittsburgh. We'll see how that goes. This weekend. So here's the deal. As I cut into the middle of this thing, I've already done this show once tonight, but something was wrong with my audio and it was bad. So on Windows, for those of you who don't do computers, you can just black out for a minute, maybe check your notifications on your phone or something. But my recording volume should never be 100. And it was. And so it was all really distorted. And so I'm kind of sitting here saying, like, okay, how did I do this a minute? I don't have to worry about that. Just go. And this is the thing about, like, when you just have like a sentence for a topic that you're going to talk about, and then you don't have anything else, because there was a couple things that I brought up maybe 10 minutes ago when I did this. I might not bring up again. All right, so let's talk about Tanner Rainey, because he's been DFA'd yesterday in favor of, I don't know, like this mashup of Ronnie Paulino and Randall Simon or Ronnie Cedeno. I don't know. Anyway, he's an infielder. He's a utility man, the way it was listed on there. I don't know if we'll ever see this guy. I don't know anything about him. And I intentionally, on this Monday day off, I intentionally just didn't look anything up. I figured when he makes his way to Pittsburgh, I'll make it a point to take a look at him if he makes his way to Pittsburgh. This is one of those waiver claims. Could be claim him, bring him here, option him, whatever, try to pass him through waivers to keep a hold of him. They've done this already this year with a pitcher. That could be what this is. And then if somebody claims him like he just didn't last, or if they have to make a 40-man move, then that was that. But you're just kind of putting your name in the hat to get a hold of a guy for depth and for whatever else. If he ends up here, then we'll look into him and we'll talk about him. Until then, Ronnie Simon is the reason that Tanner Rainey's gone. Tanner Rainey had an interesting time here. Looked good in spring. He had moments in the season where he pitched fine. Most of those were just not the big moments. And it felt like any time we really needed him to step up, he wasn't able to do that. And he just didn't pitch all that well for the Pirates. And it is one of those things. I mean, we talked about it at length on Sunday night's show. So if you haven't listened to that, go back and listen to Sunday night's show released on Monday morning. If you're an audio listener, go back and listen to that and hear the what we talked about as far as like the usage of a bullpen and pitchers and when you expect guys to just step up and do well and when you have to use them and things like that. We just kind of broke it down a little bit. Either way, we can be very critical of bullpen decisions. And ultimately this was, Donnie Kelly kind of got a lot of it. Why bring in Tanner Rainey? I was guilty of this as well, but ultimately like Tanner Rainey had to pitch well, and he didn't on Sunday, and it cost them the game, and it is what it is. That's going to happen. It's going to happen to good pitchers. So I don't know. Either way, I kind of made a point to say I thought that his days were numbered anyway. Dowry Moretta started his rehab on the 6th of May. He's going to be due to come back on June 5th. Pitchers get 30 days. If you listen to Sunday's show, OG brought up that maybe Ethan Houlihan said something about a Tommy John exception where you can go a little longer, although he's been pitching pretty well from what I've seen. It started off rough, but his ERA is down, and he seems to be pitching pretty well. I would expect maybe to see a move today where Dowry Moretta takes that spot in the bullpen for Tanner Rainey. Obviously, it could be some other guys. There's guys that you could bring up at this moment, but I just have a hunch that you're probably going to see Dowry Moretta come back up and maybe assume that role of the fireman to try to get the starter out of trouble. Maybe they ease him into that and see if they go back there. But it's hard to tell what they're going to do with him or if it's even going to be him that makes his way up here. So I would look forward to it. I would hope that that's it. I think that would be a good trade-off. I don't know who the infielder is. Day off. One thing I found interesting today that I thought I'd bring up before we get out of here. Eno Saris, if you're unfamiliar with Eno Saris, he's kind of an analytics guy. I guess he is an analytics guy. FanGraphs, that sort of thing. He's been around. He's with At The Athletic right now, but he's done a lot of work with FanGraphs and done a lot of analytics stuff. Stuff Plus, I think, comes from Eno Saris. Like he's a dude. I listen to Rates and Barrels podcast that he's on. And stuff like that, but very smart guy, does a lot of the analytics and the statistics stuff. If you're into that, he's a good follow. Anyway, he put this tweet out there that he's doing a study here, and there's more drag on the ball this year. This is the quote: "There's more drag on the ball this year than any year in the Statcast era, which goes back to 2015, according to MLB's own numbers." More drag means less distance on batted balls, and equally well hit balls are indeed not traveling as far this March or May, March through May, as in past seasons. Obviously, we know about 2019 and how everything was skyrocketed with the juice ball and all that. If you've watched the Dodgers-Yankees this past weekend, you might think that maybe they threw some of those 2019 balls in play, and they very well could have just to kind of boost all that stuff. The drag on the 2019, I don't have a share screen on this daily setup. I probably should, but he puts an image out there. Just go look him out. It's at Eno Saris, E-N-O Sarris. But it shows the drag. 2019 is very low on there as far as the drag, and 2025 very high. Could you imagine what O'Neill Cruz's ball that he hit 123 miles per hour, how far this would have gone with the drag of the 2019 balls? I mean, we talk about Josh Bell having the furthest home run by a Pirate, and it was in 2019, and the ball was just absolutely flying. I don't know if you remember that ball that went over the batter's eye in dead center field. It was absolutely unbelievable. But could you imagine if O'Neill Cruz right now was playing with the 2019 balls, what we could see? I mean, it makes a big difference. I thought that was really interesting. Major League Baseball has been toying around with the baseballs for a while, and it's not conspiracy things. Like, check it out. They've admitted that they've changed the ball for different scenarios, it's wild. But that's all I'll say about it. We won't get all the way into it. It's a daily show, by the way. Pirates get to play baseball today. We had our day off Monday, which was probably good for a lot of us. Mondays sometimes can be Monday-ish. But I hope you enjoy the day off. And I would say that the Pirates can't lose on days off, but this is the year of our Lord 2025, and we don't want to jinx anything, if you know what I mean. Bucks baseball is back tonight. It's Skeens Day. I hope you celebrate well. Hope the Buccos get a win. Let's go, Bucks.
Thanks for listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast. Subscribing to your platform of choice is the best way to be notified for new episodes. And now, new episodes every weekday. Remember, live shows with my dad and Uncle Jake are Sundays at 9 p.m. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and join them in the live chat every Sunday. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Bridge2Bucktober. Clear the deck. Cannonball coming. And let's go, Bucks.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.